Blog Talk Radio.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth. You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Okay.
And the truth shall set you free.
Go.
Hello, 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 and thank you guys so much for joining me this evening for another episode of Truthful Tuesday, where I promise to tell you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God. And the question is, can you handle the truth? And we shall see this evening on the call. Hey, I also want to welcome our newcomers. We had a lot of newcomers come in last week and some more this week. We appreciate you joining us. Especially those of you who are in our chat room as well. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So I want to ask you, have a little patience with me. I am monitoring the chat room and the station at the same time. So if I don't get to your question immediately, trust me, I'll be getting there. And then you can also call in on the telephone line, which is 516-387-1748. Let me say that again, 516-387-1748. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And also for our newcomers, in the event that you want to share something, this is just some information for you to know, or you might want to ask a question. All thing you have to do is press 1 on your telephone keypad. It'll indicate to me that you want to share something, you want to ask a question or whatever. I will acknowledge you by bringing you on the line, address your question, or listen to your comment, and then I'll ask you, I'll switch back and take you off, but you'll need to press 1 again on your keypad to take the indication off. Okay, so with that said, guys, it's been a fantastic couple weeks about sharing about why people cheat in relationships. And that's male and female. We've been asking a lot of questions. We've been getting a lot of feedback. And just on today, I didn't even ask for it, but somebody started a conversation about it because it seemed to be prevalent in what's happening. They were even talking about what holiday you celebrate the side chick holiday. You know, it was just crazy conversation. So I'm interested to hear your comments this evening on why people cheat. Okay, so last week we stopped at number 4. We talked about people not seeing it that way. We talked about they might have an addiction. We talked about people finding themselves desirable or undesirable, wanting to feel accepted, feel like they still got it. And a lot of us feel that way, especially when we reach certain age. We want to know if we still got it. And let me go ahead and tell you, you still got it. I know I do. I'm the finest man I ever seen. Now, it doesn't matter what you think. What all matters is how I feel and what I think. So that's how I feel about me. All right, number 4. We talked about, or we're getting at number 4 right now. This is what we're picking up from. Disappointment. People cheat because of disappointment. Disappointment, how you ask. I'm glad you asked. Disappointment in their current situation, their current relationship. And here's why communication is so very, very, very important. You have to constantly talk to each other. You got to constantly communicate. And I'm not saying you just ask the question, am I still desirable? Are you still in love with me? No, just general conversation is a wonderful thing. Let me talk to my males for a second. Guys, you want to keep your significant other stimulated? Then talk to her. Ask her questions. Get into her life. Get into her heart. Get into her mind. She wants to know that what she has to say matters. And when you can talk to her, when you can say something, when you can stimulate her mind, when you can call orgasms to happen in her brain, brother, you have done something. So it's important that you do that. That keeps that woman, her desires towards you. That keeps that woman wanting to be with you. Ladies, I cannot share with you enough that you got to keep your man encouraged. You got to consistently encourage him. You got to consistently give him compliments. And you might not think we need it, but I got to tell you something. We need to hear from you. I want to know that I look good. I want to know that I'm attractive to my wife. I want to know that, and she tickles me when she does it. It makes me blush like you ain't never seen before. And it feels good. I want to be desirable of the one that I'm planning to spend the rest of my life with. So it's important, important, important. And so, and if you've been together for any significant time, you will notice whether or not your significant other is disappointed in who they are or disappointed in your current relationship. You can watch the way they dress. You can watch their body language. You can talk to them. You can, ladies, brothers, listen to me. The moment you stop paying any attention to your significant other, the moment she starts dressing like she doesn't care, the moment she starts acting, a certain way with you, and males as well, and you notice that you're not getting that fiery relationship, that fiery conversation, good conversation that is, something could be wrong. And like I shared last week, my wife spends 12 hours a day when she's at work. You know, she's surrounded by her coworkers. She's surrounded by men and women. She sometimes spend more time with them than she spends with me, because they're working together. Well, I make sure that I keep talking to her. I make sure that I'm giving her gifts. I make sure that I'm keeping her fired up, keeping her heart fired up, keeping my boo excited, knowing that her baby's at home waiting on her. So I don't want her disappointed in anything about me. And so it's important, important, important that you support your significant other in whatever way that you can. Okay, so here's another one, why people cheat. And number five, avoidance. And here's what I found a study that says this. It says that on a controversy site, that the increase of men signing up to find a mistress the day before Valentine's Day was due to the stress that they feel society puts on men to deliver on Valentine's Day. These men get mistresses to help them cope with the stress that they know they will face the very next day. Well, while that information might be true from that particular site, that's a bunch of crap right there. You got to perform. You got to perform. You got to do what you got to do. And let me talk about Valentine's Day. As a matter of fact, let me use this spot right here to make a quick plug. I am looking to do a workshop in several different areas leading up to Valentine's Day. And one of the challenges that I'm going to put out is that the person who you're with, your Valentine, if you will, is that a day for, sex? Is that a day to buy lingerie? Is that a day that regardless of how she feels, she has to put out, or he has to provide something for you? He has to buy, the expectations, if you buy flowers and candy and jewelry and whatever, or you expected to put out, or should he be doing that anyway? Or you should be giving to him anyway. It's important that you guys understand that, because the pressure to perform, the pressure to kind of deal with you, the pressure, and man, it gets tough for us as men trying to cope with that. That is real. And so let's pause here just for a second, because I want to ask a question that I'm curious about. Now it's gonna get a little X-rated, but I think you're grown enough to handle it. We as men, here's some pressure that we deal with, ladies. Here's some pressure that we find ourselves You know, if we can't satisfy you or get the satisfaction we want, we look other places. And here's one of the areas, not all of them, here's one of the areas. Do you believe that size matters? We are so subconscious about that. It is really jacking a lot of men up, causing them to feel like they are substandard. And here's how the women talk about, you know, they, you know, you got to be a certain size and look at his feet are big, his hands are big. I saw a video one time, someone was interviewing women and they were saying, yes, size does matter. And you don't want nobody with a little nub and so forth and so on. I need to hear from you, ladies. I need to hear from you. Does size matter in your relationship? Now, I'm going to give you my feedback on it. And I'm going to share with you how I feel about it. But the question's on the table. If you're bold enough to press one on your telephone keyboard, keypad, let me hear from you. Press one so I can hear you comment on that. Does size matter in a relationship? If he's not large enough to satisfy you, do you seek to go some other places? Do you, if he's not making you have an orgasm, if you will, do you feel like you need to seek another place? You love him, but you're not sexually satisfied. I need to hear from you. Does size matter? All right, I'm not gonna come in until I hear a comment from you. I want to hear a bold soldier click in and say, hey, yeah, it does, or no, it doesn't. Because we as men, we need to know that. We need to understand that. We want to get a feel from ladies on size, and really, really doesn't matter, as the women have said and made us feel. All right, so that question's on the table. All right, number six, another reason why people cheat or males or females cheat is because it's in their genes. Ooh, it's in their genes. The good people at Scientific America tried to find a correlation between genetics and infidelity. They found that men who had a variant of a chemical releasing in their gene system have a tendency to have problems with infidelity or fidelity in their relationship. In other words, if your daddy cheated and your granddaddy cheated and his daddy cheated, more than likely you're going to cheat too. If your mama cheated and your grandmama cheated, more than likely you come from a long line of cheaters, you're going to cheat too. You know, I disagree with that. I disagree with that 100%. My granddaddy had 10 kids before he got married to my grandmother. And once he married my grandmother, he had 10 more. And a lot of them are from different women. My father, and I might be miscounting by two or three, but I think my dad had either 11 or 13 kids, and a lot of them was from different women. I have three kids, or three sets of kids, rather. I have a kid, and my son Dante is from one woman. My daughter Precious is from another woman, and then my three kids are from my current wife, Lashandra, Alexandra, and Zeke the third. Okay, so somebody would say, "Hey Zeke, looks like it's in your genes. You're a cheater." I gotta say, prior to getting married is when I got my oldest son and my oldest daughter. Once I got married, my three kids came from my wife. And the enemy tried to bring that to my mind. For those who understand soul ties and generational curses and the power of the blood, then you would understand this, that I broke that curse in the name of Jesus. No, that was not going to be pinned on me. That's not going to be a title that I carry. He changed my name. And if he can do it for a man in the Bible, surely he can do it for me. He changed my name. I was not going to be named a whore and a male slut and all that kind of stuff. No, a player. But while we think, men, that that's a good title to have, it isn't. And that title is what we brag to each other with, and because that's what we know and that's what we see. It's like a badge of honor, ladies, that men deal with in that particular area. However, that's not me at all. I'm not doing that. And I believe that any other man who feels the same way, who understands the power of the blood and trusts God, that curse can be broken out of your life as well. So it's not a genetic problem. It is a demonic problem that needs to be broken free. That's just how I feel. All right, number seven, why people cheat. They have a need for control. They have a need for control. And what do you mean? When powerful people are caught cheating, the rationale that they usually come up with is the fact that the person's ego is so big that they felt that they were untouchable. While that's probably true, another study brought in the idea of control. If a person is powerful, that person has a tendency to be in control of certain aspects of their lives, namely the talents they got from their power. Some men, some women are very charismatic. Preachers who are powerful preachers have to be very, very careful, because the power of persuasion and the gift you have could be detrimental to you. Women who are just genuinely nice, that loves God, that loves people, you know, you got to watch. You draw a lot of attention. People who have been hurt tend to hurt other people as well. I'm telling you, there are so many things you got to watch out for. Being very naive, all of those things. And when it comes to the area of power, when you're able to make people do what you want them to do by simply showing cleavage, or by moving your hips, or wearing a certain kind of clothes, or a male by pursuing the woman. And ladies, so that you will know, and you probably know this, but I just want to remind you that we spend a better part of our lives as men learning how to hunt you. We spend a better part of our lives learning your mannerisms, learning who you are, how you are, learning your weaknesses, and that's forever on our minds. And until most of us get married, well, let me take it a step further, till most of us get married and give our life to Christ fully and wholly, we still are on the field, that field of hunting, hoping to find that prize buck to bring home. So you got to be very, very careful. You got to be very, very careful on who you are. Especially, you ever heard that phrase, and we used to say it when I was growing up, and I still use it sometimes with my son, is that somebody have your nose wide open, you could drive a transfer truck up there. That control that they might have on you. Here are some examples of control. When a person, male or female, can make you do something that you wouldn't normally do, that violate principles in your relationship, in your religion, or, you know, you as a person, when they cause you to violate those principles, when they cause you to, you know, look at a text or send a text message, and you know you shouldn't be talking like that in a text message, or they send you a picture or a video, and you know you shouldn't be doing it, and instead of you saying, hey, I don't do that, I'm happily married, you continue to watch it, and you come in, and you say, girl, you ought not do that, or boy, you shouldn't do that. And you're really not saying no. You're saying, come on with it. No problem. I'll accept it. You got to be careful about that. When someone has control over you, they can mess you up. They can cause you to do things, say things, and things happen beyond your control, and you find yourself in a fix. You find yourself messed up saying, what in the world is going on? Okay? All right, so I got some new callers on the line. I'm going to put that question back out there again. And I appreciate you guys joining the call tonight. I want to ask you to press 1 on your phone keypad if you have a question or you have a response to one of the questions, and then we'll go from there. Here's the question. Does size matter in a relationship, male or female? Does size, and you, I don't have to break that all the way down. You know what I mean when I say size. Y'all, most of y'all grown on, well, you're supposed to be grown on this call. It does size matter. From a male standpoint, men, does the size of the female matter? And that's any part, you know, that's breast, butt, or the sweet spot. Does size matter? Women, does size matter? You know, the size of his body, big or small, the size of his, I don't know what you want to call it, chocolate stick, does white stick, caramel stick, it don't matter. Does it matter? Does that size matter in a relationship? Which brings me to number 9. The reason why a lot of people cheat is performance anxiety. The male is not performing, the female is not performing, or you guys just are not, the chemistry is jacked up there. Man, there's a fix for that. I mean, there are so many fixes for that. But it will go into what I'm saying about size mattering. So I want to hear from you. Press 1 on your telephone keypad right now. I want to hear you answer that question. I want to hear you chime in. Does size matter? Oh, and by the way, so you won't be too afraid to answer. I'm not going to ask your name. I'm just going to acknowledge you as caller and maybe by your telephone number, maybe the last 4 or something. But so don't be afraid to chime in and give your opinion. Your opinion is respected in my book and everyone on this call as well. All right. So performance anxiety is another reason why people cheat. And I'm going to talk more about that here, either on this call or the one coming up. All right. Number 10, people cheat because they feel like it's a fix for their marriage. They feel like it's a fix for their marriage or for their relationship. All right. Before I jump into that any heavier, looks like my queen wants to chime in and share something. So let's get her on the line and share her thoughts. Go ahead, sweetheart.
Hello. How's everybody doing? Hopefully you had wonderful holidays. I just had to chime in. I was trying to wait until somebody say something. We need you guys to be some bold soldiers out there. We don't even know who you are. Just your telephone number comes up. Your name does not come up. I just want to assure you that we're completely anonymous and that we would love to hear from you. And I'm going to chime in on this. This is my personal opinion.
This is my personal opinion. And you have to be a functional opinion.
Someone else may be different from mine. Do you hear an echo?
Just a little bit.
Okay. Let me hang up and call.
Do you have your phone on speakerphone?
Yep.
Take it off the speakerphone. It might fix that.
All right. Can you hear me now?
I hear you perfectly.
Okay, perfect. I was going to say that this is a personal answer, and everybody's answer is personal, especially if you're with a mate. Hopefully you're not playing around and trying all these different things, but to each his own. My answer is no, it does not matter. Of course, somebody might say, oh, you got to be kidding. What if he's the size of a baby or whatever else? Well, we'll have to deal with that, because the reason why I say it doesn't matter is that 9 times out of 10, that's not the circumstance. And then second of all, it's according to how the person makes you feel. I'm quite sure that there's plenty of people out there that doesn't have...
Uh-oh, you're going out, baby. You're going out.
Uh-oh. I'm quite sure...
There we go. I got
you. There, some people have stuff that other people don't have, and they're fine. Some people may have the size, but they're being treated like crap. You know, so it's not all in the size. If you just go by one attribute of a person, you're missing out on so many other things. And aspects and benefits that you can have to a person. So for me, size does not matter. You know, we joke about that all the time. I'm satisfied with my portion. My portion satisfies me, knows how to satisfy me, know how to make me feel good in that area, know how to take me to the moon and back. So I think it's a personal opinion. And most of the time, I think it's just a joke, you know, of big hands, big feet. Girl, if he ain't laying the pipe, he ain't hitting on nothing. And most of the people in America know that if they have somebody that they love, that thing is working for them. Now, some people, it might not be working. It's according to the person, according to their desires, according to what they want, according to their influences. It's so many variables to put in that to really 100% say that, yes, it does matter. Matter of fact, I'm going to look on and do some research to see, truly, does that really matter? Is that something that we just really just joke about or we say, or we want somebody bigger? Men might say, well, you know, I want a young girl that's tighter and breasts is uplifted. And we want all these things. But one thing is for sure, we're getting older, and love is what's going to keep everything together, because whether you go get plastic surgery or whatever you go to get it fixed, eventually it's going to go the way God designed it to go anyway. I mean, unless you got the money to keep it up like that. So I say no, it doesn't. As long as the person is satisfying you, you talk and you explore with each other, and you try to do what it takes to make that spouse life enhanced and explore in a way to keep the fire going and keep each other excited.
Well, I am so glad that you chimed in there. I really, really appreciate it, sweetheart. Press 1 on your keypad again to take the indication off for me. You said that you're going to do some research on it. Well, I've already done some. And I got to tell you that so many people, women specifically, say that size does matter. As a matter of fact, I think right at about 75% of women say size matter. However, they say that, you know, they're still willing to work with it, or still willing to enjoy their relationship. Well, let me tell you something, just for a second, guys, and this is super, super important. Is that if size doesn't matter, then why joke about it? Brothers could get offended, get intimidated, all kind of things happen, and you'll find yourself getting cheated on. You'll find yourself missing out, like you said, sweetheart. You find yourself missing out on a good man because you think size matter, and you hurt their feelings. Well, I'm gonna take some time to really talk more about this on a different call. But I will take a few moments to say to you, and if I was coaching someone in a relationship right now, and we were talking about size, and the woman said to me, "Well, the reason why I cheated, or the reason why I don't want to be with him anymore, is because, you know, he has a small penis, if you will." Well, let me tell you, That's not a reason to divorce or cheat or leave a person, especially when one of the actual spots that causes an orgasm is basically about an inch to an inch and a half inside the vagina, and then there's another one right on the top. So, sure, there's a deeper spot that's about between 6 and 8 inches in. Between 5 and 6 inches in. But if they can't reach that spot, then you got two more. And not only that, but then you have an opportunity to bring a toy in. You have an opportunity to buy you something that you both agree with that works for you, or whatever the case may be. So. You can make things happen. There are so many other things that you could do for sexual satisfaction with the mate that you have before you step out on them or before you cheat on them. You can. And if you're having problems or issues in that area, let me just pause for a second and say, hey, you need to be calling me. You need to make an appointment so we can talk candidly about what's the fix for your relationship. What more can you do? How can you add more spunk and fire to your relationship? How can you, you know, increase the sexual stimulation of what's going on? And then let me tell these men something as we draw to a close here, and we're stopping on number 9. I did say number 10 to fix their marriage, but I'm not going to go into that one. I'm going to stay at number 9, performance anxiety. Guys, let me go ahead and tell you right now, don't even put it out there anymore that you don't want a lady who's been around the block, or you don't want one who's, you know, have had a whole lot of men. Dude, let me just go ahead and tell you, and everybody jokes about this, but here's the truth of the matter. If they can deliver a baby, surely they can handle you. So don't you dare judge a woman and place a title on her because she's trying to love you. She might be the one that God has for you. She could very well be the one. I don't know. Ask Hosea about it. He had to marry a prostitute because that's who God had for him, because God wanted to set an example or something. So you just never know what portion God has blessed you with, and you ought to be happy and satisfied with it. And then let me also tell you, well, what happens if you know, we tried it, and both of us stepped out, and it seemed it didn't work the way we wanted to work. So, you know, I had more satisfaction when I cheated. Anything stolen seems to feel better, taste better, look better, all that craziness. So I'm telling you right now, it is not. It is not. It is not. So the best thing to do is that if you feel yourself in that particular area where you think you might cheat or want to cheat, then I got some things for you. Number one, don't put yourself in that position. Stay away from people who are, know your weaknesses, in other words. And so let me give you one last example, and we'll get off the call for tonight. We were at the mall, and we were sitting in a shoe store, my wife and I. And this lady who was my type, she was built like my wife, looked like my wife, shaped like my wife. I found her very attractive. However, I fought against it. So here's what I did. We were sitting on the bench. So I turned around the other side to look at the other side where she was not faced. And would you believe she came around to the other side and stood in front of me like she was trying to find some shoes. So I said, look at this mess right here. The devil is a liar. So I can't fault her for looking that way. That's the way she looked. However, I didn't have to put myself in that position. So I kissed my wife on the cheek and said, babe, I'm going to wait out in the car for y'all. She said, well, why? I said, baby, I just don't want to, it's too much of this stuff in here. I want to go ahead and ease on out. I don't want to deal with that. She said, I completely understand. I respect that. And on a normal basis, guys be like, man, it's just, you know, I'm a man. It's just, I can. It's just what it is. No, it's not just what it is. That's why I've been married for so long. That's because I know my wife is my life mate, and I don't want to take a chance. I don't want to put my, I don't want to, if you take fire into your bosom, you'll get burned, as the Bible says. I don't want to do that. So I know my limitations. I know my boundaries. I don't even flirt with people. When somebody flirt with me, I say, thank you, I appreciate it, and I keep rolling. So that's how I do it. So it's important that you don't put yourself in a position where it may cause you to fall or to stumble. Guys, I really, really appreciate you joining the call tonight. I'm gonna give you an opportunity to ask a question that I might not have covered yet or went over you didn't completely understand. If you have a question that you like to ask, you can press 1 on your telephone keypad right now, or you can type it in on the chat room. I would love to conversate with you. But I really, really enjoyed, and there are about 6 more reasons why people cheat, and we're going to tackle those 6 reasons, try our best to tackle them next week. Thank you for joining me on the call this Tuesday. If there are no questions, I really, really appreciate you so, so very much. We're going to say goodnight, and if you're in need of a coach, be it spiritual, be it life, whatever it is, by all means, go to my Facebook, Zeke Bolden, at ZekeBolden.com, or send me an email at CoachZeke@ZekeBolden.com. Good night, guys. Take care. Bye-bye.